Good morning. It's 21st of May. Our first reading today is Joshua chapter 7, which brings us to Achan's trespass. Once again, I'm going to read to you from Brother Roy Standeven. I've chosen three separate short sections. This first section is headed The Danger of Covetousness. The weakness of Achan and the subsequent consequences for the nation of Israel present numerous lessons for our learning. The covetousness of Achan is paralleled by the behaviour of Ananias and Sapphira when the young community of believers was working so hard to get established in new territory. The fundamental idea is the same, although the literal details are different. Achan took what was dedicated to God, though the items were not his to start with, whilst Ananias and Sapphira kept what had been their own initially. Nevertheless, they had publicised that all the proceeds of the sale of their property had been dedicated to God. As long as their wealth had been kept in the confines of their family, the goods remained their own. At that stage, they still retained the right to its use. Unfortunately, they wanted credit for generosity at the same time as retaining their title to the ownership and personal use of the goods. Covetousness was behind both situations, and because it deprived God of what was his, it became idolatry. Thou shalt have no other gods before me, has to do with heart and motives and then attitudes, all of which are as important today as they were on those two earlier occasions. In both cases, thinking became warped and there were immediate dire consequences. The principle behind man's downfall from the beginning reaped the same consequences. The seeing, the wanting, the taking, the hiding took its price. The reckoning for us is not so quickly evident, thankfully. But unless we take the exhortation, it is nevertheless as sure. We have to set our minds on things above, where Christ sits, at the right hand of God, allowing his thinking to fill us, and so neutralise the tendencies that are in us. And now there is a section headed Influence on Others. The principle of a little leaven leavens the whole lump is important here. But equally so is the matter of making decisions and the criteria on which such actions can be based. Judging others is an area where we generally have neither knowledge nor right to act. In some cases, where behaviour is so blatantly anti-Christian, the danger has to be dealt with. It must be remembered, however, that in the case of Achan, there was no doubt whatever about the guilt. It was divinely and directly revealed by the one to whom all hearts are open and all desires known, and who is aware of all motives as well as the weaknesses of every individual. It was not a case of suspicion, not somebody thinks they saw, not the evidence of someone who has had a long-standing personal campaign about certain issues, not rumours about something happening 50, 100, or 1,000 miles away. We must never presume upon this area in our eagerness to maintain a discipline, or even in the name of standards in the community of believers. Men too often take on themselves the prerogative of God in the name of religious purity, and leave devastation behind them. Those who are called to be shepherds too often see wolves in sheep's clothing when they should see sheep that are desperate for help and succour. There are four great principles we should follow. First, God's principles do not change. Then, the mercy of God endures forever. Third, be merciful as your Father in heaven is merciful. And finally, if you do not forgive, God will not forgive you. The art of shepherding the flock of God is learning to melt these four great truths into one. Thank you for listening.